coated with sand and dusty patches, white sand in the tumble of black hair at one end of it. Very cautiously, the tall man got to his feet and took an uncertain step toward the huddled figure. Then he shook one dripping red fist toward a wide, shimmering expanse that lay beyond the shadow of the rocks. "You missed us," he muttered, with a chuckle almost childishly triumphant. "And you'll never get us, not while my one foot can follow the other." Then he set himself to revive the companion he had carried through torment on his shoulders, bathing the face, administering salvation by cautious driblets on the blackened, leather-dry lips and tongue. He himself had drunk more and faster. His already painful stomach and chest told him that. But this other man, having a friend to minister, need take no such chance with his life. From his face, the sand was washed in little white rivulets. His throat muscles began to move in convulsive twitches of swallowing. As he worked, the tall man cast an occasional glance at the gorge from which flowed the stream. Below was the desert. Above, craggy heaps and barren stretches of stone towered skyward. Blind and senseless,